Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is here this morning with the sports news. Good morning, Pádraig.
Good morning, Mary. Well, the draw sheet for the first round of the Masters at Augusta, which starts tomorrow, sees three Irishmen out mid-afternoon Irish time: Shane Lowry, Seamus Power and the amateur Matthew McLean. Rory McIlroy has a later tee time at just after a quarter to seven in the evening. Tiger Woods will be out in the middle of the draw. He says his game is considerably better than it was a year ago, but walking the hills of Augusta remains the biggest challenge 2 years on from a car crash that severely injured his right leg. Woods played a practice nine holes with Rory McIlroy and afterwards expressed his view that at some point McIlroy will win the Masters and complete the career Grand Slam.
Well, he will. It's just it's a matter of time. Rory has the talent, he has the game, he has all the tools to win here. I think Rory has shown over the years that he's learned how to play this golf course. He's been there. I mean, last year he made a great run. Put himself there, but I think that it's just a matter of time, whether it's this year or next or whenever it comes, he will get it done and he will have the career Grand Slam. You know, what year it'll be, it will definitely happen.
And we'll hear later on what Rory McIlroy feels about his chances this week. Chelsea and Liverpool played out a drab 0-0 draw in last night's Premier League match at Stamford Bridge. It was the fourth goalless draw in a row between the two teams. Irish striker Evan Ferguson scored with a back heel as Brighton kept their Champions League qualification hopes alive with a 2-0 victory over struggling Bournemouth. Aston Villa plunged Leicester City deeper into relegation danger with a 2-1 win, and Leeds United came from a goal down to beat fellow strugglers Nottingham Forest 2-1 at Elland Road, and they move out of the relegation zone. At the World Snooker Qualifiers in Sheffield, Cork teenager Aaron Hill has won through to round two, but Michael Judge and Ross Bullman failed to progress. Galway booked their place in the Airgrid Connacht Under-20 football final with a 2-9-6 points win over Leitrim at Tuam Stadium. Details of all last night's Under-20 and minor action are available online at rte.ie/sport. Lairn's Conor Ferguson became the latest Irish swimmer to post the A-standard qualifying time for this summer's World Championships in Japan. Ferguson reached the mark en route to qualifying for the final of the men's 100 metres backstroke at the Irish Open Championships in Abbottstown. Ferguson explained to John Kenny why he strongly considered quitting the sport.
I think it was a lack of enjoyment. I think, we're talking 2016, I've been going 54 mid. Like, I was chatting my coach maybe over 30 times. Done that since the age of 16. I'm now 23 years old. Constant grind and constant trying to get myself back up for another season, and just to get, one 100s quicker, or two 100s of a second quicker. That was really getting to me after 6 years of really, pushing it. But like, I know I've got it in me. I know the confidence is there. The work's has paid off, and I've got over that plateau.
Sure. You look more relaxed, are you?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I feel like, I felt like I came in here with a lot of pressure on my shoulders, and the past few years, I don't know if that was external or if it was just myself with high expectations, but like I said, I came into this meet with little expectation. And again, hats off to my support team, Ian Hume, Loughborough, everybody in Loughborough, my girlfriend Esme, my two parents. Like, it's been a financially tough year for me, without funding, which is completely justified after how horrendous it was last year. But I'm getting back there, and I'm excited for the years to come.
That's Conor Ferguson. At lunch on day two of the test match in Mirpur, Bangladesh trail Ireland by 44 runs in their first innings. The hosts have reached 170 for three. And last Saturday's race meeting at Bellewstown, which was called off due to waterlogging, has been refixed for tomorrow afternoon. There will be free admission for all.